You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and this is going to be some awesome stuff. We've got Dave Himmel. He's the Florida market leader for PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC. He acts as the firm's LinkedIn training leader. He focuses on all aspects of marketing and business development. He helps them build their brand and do business development. He talks at conferences and events and on radio shows. His experience includes marketing leadership roles for some of the world's premier brands, including Procter & Gamble, Diageo, and, oh, I want to hear how you sold booze and cigarettes at Philip Morris. Additionally, Dave has Wall Street experience. He worked at Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase. This is the part I like. He's really smart. He went to Tufts undergraduate, got an MBA from University of Michigan. He's going to be the next coach for the Wolverines. He's a former Olympian in the sport of sailboat racing. He's a marathoner, cyclist, kiteboarder. You've seen him out there off of Hobie Beach. Dave Himmel, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jim?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Now, Wanda, we got Dave. You got a voice level on Dave? Now, I got no voice level on you, though. Okay, so Dave, oh, I can hear you now, girl. Now put it back on off. Now, Dave, listen, I've been a first adopter, an early adopter on LinkedIn. I used to send them out 50 at a time. Oh, it used to kill me. It spent me an hour to send out all 3,000 of those things. Today, I'm not that dumb. I am on LinkedIn, but I know how to do it more efficiently. But why don't we talk first about why it's so important to be on LinkedIn?
Well, Jim, there's a number of reasons. The biggest one is that LinkedIn now has over 325 million users.
Whoa!
They're actually adding two new users or two new profiles every second. They're growing that quickly. So it is far and away the number one social network for business.
I think that's the most important thing, social network for business, because what I've learned is that each one of the social networks has a completely different personality. Facebook's for friends. Twitter's for Twitter people, and you know, well, Twitter's really a high fast paced, you know, thing. I get my news from Twitter, and then LinkedIn is a place where business people come together.
It is a place where business people come together, but another really good reason you need to be on there. A lot of people today, hey, they've had it with social media. I know for some of us, it's the place to be. It's where things are happening. There are plenty of people who don't participate in social media. And even if you don't participate in social media, you need to be on LinkedIn. And here's the reason why. You do a great job in your day job. You're great at real estate, correct? And people are throwing your name around. You got to talk to Jim Freed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So when they
Who's Jim Freed?
So when they do that, people look you up online. They go to Google. They look you up, and the first result they typically find is your LinkedIn profile. They know LinkedIn because most people know it. They know they're going to find out where you work, a bit about your background, maybe a picture, and they're going to find out a lot of great information about you. So they're going to look at it. So your LinkedIn profile today acts as your online billboard. It's your online brand. If somebody wants to learn about you, they're going to look at that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you were talking about your picture. I can't believe the people that have, like, a selfie that their dog took through, like, a tunnel as their LinkedIn profile. I mean, it's the first thing people see. I look at it to see, you know, and look, no one wants to judge a book by its cover, but the reason that exists is because people do.
Yeah, we do. So everything you put on your LinkedIn profile is important, and it's not just an online resume. People are making judgments about every little thing you put on there. Your picture, certainly, but everything about your personality. Most people don't bother to fill things out like what you did when you were in school. Not important to many people. Oh, it was a long time ago. But if I tell you that someone won a scholarship, was the captain of a varsity sports team, and the president of XYZ Club, you form an opinion, a positive one.
Yeah, I mean, I use the stuff, and I got to tell you, I've been on it so long, I probably need to get it all analyzed and cleaned up because I got all kinds of different things, but I got a 5-star profile. I got video, I got audio, I got written documents linked in, I've got web pages, I've got everything they ask for filled in, but I just really don't know when they keep asking me what degree I got at North Miami Beach Senior High, I just don't know what to put. Now, listen, so that brings up, why is it important to have a complete and detailed profile on LinkedIn? Because mine is pretty much filled out, like I said, except for the degree that I got from North Miami Beach Junior High.
Well, a lot of people fill it out, but no one's ever taken, few people have ever taken a class on how to fill one out properly. So you put together a summary statement, for instance, that you think is
Oh, now I'm listening, man.
A good summary. But what you're really doing on LinkedIn, when someone's looking at your profile, they're interviewing you.
Yes.
Only you're not there.
I'm talking to them.
Yeah. So what do they want to know? What's the first interview question?
Where are you from?
Tell me about yourself.
Oh, geez.
Tell me about yourself is really.
That is it.
Yeah. It's
the first question in any business meeting,
sure,
almost.
Tell me about your professional background.
Who are you? Where are you from? What'd you do? Who do you know famous?
That's question number two for the summary. What do you do? What do you do now? And finally, the one thing people never complete that people are missing is, why you? So great. I get you have a great background. And, you know, I really like what you're doing now. But I'm looking at some other people with similar backgrounds and similar roles. Why should I choose you over these other guys?
Oh, my God. So how do you make it say, I got one, two?
Well, because you're going to go and you're going to say, what makes you different? What makes you stand out? Why do your clients? What I tell people is, ask your clients why they choose you.
Oh,
put that down.
Hold it. I'm writing that down. Hold on a second. Ask why. And is that the testimonial section? You know,
no,
that's the toughest part.
That's your
to
summary.
Get
that's your summary. The recommendations, that's easy. What I tell people is, to recommendations, you don't have to go out and ask for recommendations. You know what you have to do?
Earn them.
Pay it forward a little bit. Give some recommendations. Because when you give recommendations, LinkedIn prompts the people that receive them to reciprocate.
Oh, God, I can't write down. I hope everybody else is writing this stuff down, because I know I am. And shoot, I get this stuff on tape. So give recommendations to people you want to recommend you.
Yes.
Dude, this is great stuff. So then my profile's complete. There's all these extra things they ask. You know, like I put on the radio show stuff. When I'm in the newspaper, I put that on. But, you know, I get notices in my daily summary of LinkedIn of when somebody publishes, and I really want to understand how to do that. And sometimes, oh, here, you'll like this, sometimes I make a change just to make a change so people see my profile again.
Okay, and you can do that. One thing that you need to be aware of is that there's a thing called activity broadcasts. It's in the settings menu. You want to make sure that when you make changes you don't want broadcasts, your activity broadcasts are turned off, because we've all received an email from LinkedIn about a coworker who's updated their profile, and it always says, hey, congratulate Jim on his new job, only you haven't changed jobs.
So, oh, gosh, now I'm blushing, and you can see the blushing on the radio by me going, wow, I'm blushing now. So listen, what belongs in somebody's LinkedIn summary?
So the three parts I mentioned. What's your professional background? Two sentences. And by the way, the whole thing is informal. It's not a resume. Don't copy it from your resume. This is not bulleted. It's
conversational.
First person.
I'm writing this stuff down.
Conversational. What I always tell people, Jim, is my mom needs to understand everything you say.
Oh, no jargon?
No jargon. So the first paragraph, two sentences. What's your professional background? Second paragraph.
I can't write this fast. I'm just going to have to listen to the tape. Second paragraph.
Second paragraph is, what do you do now? What's your current role? And third paragraph is, what's the value you provide, or why you?
The value proposition.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. This is just awesome. Hey, Wanda, how much time do I have left here? 2 minutes. I got like a whole page. Dave, can you stay past the turn of the hour and stay with me for another segment?
Sure.
Awesome. Okay, so I cut you off, but that's what I do. I have a radio show.
Okay. Well, you know, most people don't think. They just want to fill this out quickly.
Yeah,
and this
I'm
is a
done.
Great,
I'm done.
This is a sales tool. And by the way, before you start using LinkedIn, you need to have a great profile, because it's like going to the dance without dressing up. You don't want to start using LinkedIn with a crummy profile.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about some of this stuff in a minute. But one of the things that I did was I saw the people in my universe, I guess. I don't remember how they do it. And I saw where I rated on page views vis-a-vis them.
Sure.
Then I went to the top two page views and looked at their profiles to try to figure out why. Then I looked up keywords, and I started adding the keywords using this profile. I went through the roof. That helps, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So there's an area on LinkedIn called skills, skills and areas of expertise. You want to come up with 15 to 20 of the ones that define you most tightly. So you're in real estate. There's a lot of people in real estate. Just putting real estate doesn't define you very tightly. You got to really talk about the things you do in detail. The skills don't have to be in LinkedIn. You can add them if LinkedIn doesn't supply them.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I already look like at the bottom, like one of those things. It's really great. I really love it. We're going to talk more LinkedIn tips. Why? Because it's important. Also, because Dave is fun and funny. So stick with us. Around the half hour, we're going to have Dave Himmel. He's the Florida marketing leader at PwC. That's PricewaterhouseCoopers for you old people like me. We'll be back after this. Wanda, I placed the show in your hands.